KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's partly cloudy and 46 degrees. We look forward to be partly to mostly sunny today, a high of 76 with winds southwesterly at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. In southwest Iowa news, aside from the elections, an investigation into the distribution of narcotics in Montgomery County resulted in the arrest Tuesday afternoon of three people from Red Oak. The sheriff's office reports 37-year-old Jessica Lynn Boyce and 41-year-old Brooke Raina Scott face charges that include three felony counts each of delivery of methamphetamine. 51-year-old Jean Marie Noyes was charged with two separate felony counts, including delivery of meth and possession of meth with the intent to deliver. All three women were being held without bond in the Montgomery County Jail. The 2020 general election wrapped up locally Tuesday night, while some national decisions had to be decided, with local decisions on contested races here in Cass County. Republican Bernard Pettinger of rural Oneida defeated Democrat Russell Joyce for the District 5 seat on the Cass County Board of Supervisors. Pettinger garnered 1,000 votes to Joyce's 443. There were five candidates vying for four seats on the Cass County Ag Extension Council, with the top four votes going to Darren Petty, Jody Steffen, Marcy Joe Dorsey, and Kurt Rush. And Dan Schreier won the right to serve as Edna Township trustee over his opponent, Keith Nelson. Voter turnout here in Cass County was 73.7%. In Adair County, John Twombly defeated Thaddeus Hawley for a seat on the Adair County Board of Supervisors in District 5. Adair County voter turnout was 77%, and there were 2,075 absentee ballots cast there. In Adams County, Merlin Dixon won over Tony Hardesty for the Board of Supervisors in District 2. Audubon County voters selected Rick Thompson and Doug Sorensen as their top two choices for two seats on the Board of Supervisors. Todd Nelson was a close third-place finisher in that race. In Guthrie County, Mike Dixon defeated Eric Tiernan for the District 5 Board of Supervisors seat, and Danny Fink retains her appointed county auditor seat by defeating challenger Hans Erickson. In Montgomery County, Republican Randy Cooper won over no-party candidate Bryant Amos for the county supervisor, District 3, and the top three votes out of four for Montgomery County Hospital trustees went to Ann Carter, Lauren Peterson, and James Norris. Voter turnout in Montgomery County was just under 73%. In Pottawatomie County, Republicans Brian Shea and Tim Wichman were elected to the County Board of Supervisors. There were no contested races in Shelby County. Even so, the voter turnout there was 84.15%. At 12:20 this morning, Iowa Secretary of State Paul Pate announced on Twitter that Iowa had shattered the previous voter turnout record by at least 80,000 votes. The previous record was nearly 1,599,000 ballots cast by voters in 2012. Pate and his staff had an inkling voter interest was spiking.
We've seen a huge uptick on people going to our website, as well as just our social media tracking. It's pretty significant. I'm hearing my staff tell me that we're seeing all-time high numbers of people going to, you know, see what we're tweeting out, see what we're putting on our Facebook.
The Secretary of State's
following
website.
Following that information.
The Secretary of State's website is the portal where Iowans were able to track their absentee ballots. Plus, it has a page where voters could plug in their own address to find the precinct location for Election Day voting. Paul Pate says the pandemic may have had a role in this year's increased turnout as social activities have been limited.
There wasn't as many distractions on why can't I vote, you know, because I have this activity to go do or this activity to go do. Those were taken off the table somewhat, so voting became a higher issue. And just in general terms, you know, the economy and the pandemic itself had people's attention, and they felt that voting would send a message on how they wanted their government to respond.
Pate says there are outstanding absentee ballots that may be counted in the next few days and added to the voter turnout tally. More than a million Iowans asked for an absentee ballot and were sent one. The latest data from the Secretary of State website shows about 56,000 absentee ballots had not been received by county auditors as of Monday evening. State law allows mailed-in absentee ballots to be counted if they have a November 2nd postmark and are delivered to a county auditor's office by November 9th. And the Iowa Department of Public Health coronavirus dashboard today as of 7 a.m. showed that since 10 a.m. on Tuesday, there have been 2,702 new confirmed cases of COVID-19 statewide for a pandemic total of 135,931, plus 24 additional deaths for a total of 1,779. In Cass County, we have one more death here for a total of six and 22 more positive cases for a total of 528. Pottawatomie County has two more deaths from the virus for a total of 47. In our funeral announcement, Stephen A. Christensen, age 67, of Audubon, died October 29th at the Audubon County Memorial Hospital. Funeral services for Stephen Christensen will be this afternoon at 2 o'clock at Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. Margaret Marge Cron, age 91, of Manning, died Sunday in Carroll. A private mass of Christian burial for Marge Cron will be tomorrow at the Sacred Heart Church in Manning, with Odie Funeral Home of Manning in charge of arrangements. Her mass will be live-streamed on the Odie Funeral Home's Facebook page. Edward Lee Parsons, age 85, of Audubon, died October 23rd. Services for Ed Parsons will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon, with a luncheon to follow. Dale M. Nelson, age 87, of rural Brayton, died Monday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. An open visitation for Dale Nelson will be on Thursday from noon until 7 p.m. at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Fern Curry, age 94, of Exira, died Monday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Graveside services for Fern Curry will be this Friday at 2 o'clock at the Exira Cemetery. Kessler Funeral Home of Exira is in charge of the arrangements. David William Bassell, age 59, of Anita, died October 19th near Fontenelle. Graveside services for Dave Bassell will be held on Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Hampton Cemetery in Hampton. Hockenberry Funeral Home of Anita has the arrangements. Aaron Rabarchuk, age 35, of Atlantic, died October 7th. Services for Aaron Rabarchuk will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Daryl D. Schroeder, age 81, of Exira, died Sunday at Exira Care Center. Graveside services for Daryl Schroeder will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at St. John's Lutheran Cemetery west of Exira. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Kenneth Finnell, age 65, of Atlantic, died October 29th at Atlantic Specialty Care. Graveside services for Kenneth Finnell will be held on Saturday at 11:30 at the Wyrick Cemetery south of Lyman. Reconvith Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. June Tierney, age 93, of Guthrie Center, died October 3rd. Graveside services for June Tierney will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Resurrection Cemetery in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has arrangements. Jeff Campbell, age 73, of Orient, died Tuesday in Creston. No services are scheduled for Jeff Campbell, with the Powers Funeral Home of Creston handling the arrangements. Nova Leighton, age 96, of Griswold, died Monday at the Griswold Care Center. A private family funeral service for Nova Leighton will be at a later date. An open visitation will be held at the Reekin Dune Funeral Home in Griswold this Friday from 9 a.m. until 7 p.m., with the family not present at any specific time. And Lehman Williams, age 73, of Atlantic, died Sunday at Jenny Edmondson Hospital. Celebration of life services for Lehman Williams are pending with the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.